Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Martins Barnard, the head of technical marketing, and Franzo Friedrich, the head of marketing of Momentum Investments. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Morning, Tony.
Retirement planning, retirement products, retirement savings, investment savings, all of these things, it becomes quite complicated in the sense that there's such a variety of products available. Advice differs from person to person. The person that's investing differs. The time to retirement differs, etc. There's so many balls in play when you start talking about this particular subject. So maybe just to open up the discussion to if one of you can explain to us a little bit about the traditional retirement products, pre and especially post retirement. What sort of products are popular and what are some of the challenges with deciding on these products?
Yeah, so Tony, I'll take the first one. And just to set the scene a little bit, so we've seen a big increase in people moving more towards a guaranteed income because of fluctuating markets. But before we get there, we've seen with our Myriad brothers in the stable of Momentum, okay, that they brought out some stats a year or so ago where they did an analysis on their book of clients, so roughly 250,000 clients or so, and they found that 80% of their clients that are insured with Myriad will get to the age of 80. Okay, so that's a lot older than people think, you'll get to eventually. So, and then they did some further digging and they found that the number that will get to the age of 65 and older is 580 million worldwide. And by 2025, that will reach 1.2 billion people. So people are getting older and older and older and they don't provision enough for retirement, so if you think about the normal insurance type products, investment type products, you've got retirement annuities and tax-free savings, usually also that supplements the retirement funding for you, as well as pension funds. A lot of people actually think that by just contributing towards their works pension fund that they solve for their total retirement money. And that's usually a totally incorrect notion. Okay, so and that's why it's so important to see a financial advisor so that they can actually go through a proper planning process, go through your circumstances with you, understand what your needs are currently, but also what your needs will be post-retirement, so that they can solve for the right type of solutions now when you are actually contributing towards your retirement pot, and then also what's going to happen post-retirement. So, the retirement annuities are very popular. It's got all sorts of tax breaks as well for you while you're contributing towards it. So the government is trying to get people to save a little bit more within those type of structures, together with obviously the tax-free savings as well. I read an article the other day from a financial advisor that made a calc about tax-free savings where he said that if you start contributing towards your child's retirement when he's born in a tax-free savings amount, by the time that you've stopped contributing, when you reach your 500,000 rand limit and you just let the money grow, your child never actually has to solve for his own retirement money because the money will be enough for him to retire on eventually, which is actually quite interesting, if you think about it. Yeah. It's a completely different way of thinking about solving for your child's retirement. A lot of people don't solve for themselves. If you think about percentages that people throw around, in terms of how many people can actually retire comfortably, it's not a hell of a lot of them. So, so I think what's important is we did some research and we saw this movement and this trend of people moving more towards, I'm talking now when they are in retirement and having to make that decision about whether to put money into the market or whether to put money into a life annuity that gives you a guaranteed income. We saw a big shift of people moving more towards the guaranteed income. Okay. Yeah. And we realized that we actually need to create something that gives you a little bit more flexibility where you can have the best of both worlds. You can still have, for life expenses, those things that is your bread and butter type stuff, you know, your medical aid, your you know, your food, your rent, all of that type of things that you have to solve for on a monthly basis. If you can make that a guaranteed type of income situation, and then for your living expenses where, you know, you can pay for holidays and, you know, eating out every now and again, or, you know, just spoiling yourself a little bit. Those extras, that, you know, if you can have something that can give you upside in the market in that as well, if you can combine these two elements into one solution, we felt that that could really work for a lot of people, you know. So Martins will talk to you about the thousands of simulations he's run and the number of people that we found would actually benefit from having both of these things together. But, you know, just having the flexibility in your financial planning toolkit, you know, to combine these two things and creating some certainty in income while you are still exposing, you know, giving yourself a little bit of exposure to upside in the market. For us, we felt that that was a win-win situation for everyone. So, yeah, I think that from a living annuity perspective, obviously people know that they can take between 2.5% and 17.5% a year. And you can change that annually. We found that a lot of people actually take too much income, and then they deplete their capital before, you know, before they pass away, which obviously means that they are then dependent again on their families, which is not the ideal situation. And then obviously on the flip side, you know, if you only have a life annuity, that basically means that, you know, obviously you'll have an income till you die, but then, you know, people in your family won't inherit necessarily from that pot. So there are pros and cons to both of these things, and that's why we felt that let's put these things together into a single solution.
And from your side, Martins, just in terms of looking at the figures, as Franzo said?
Well, in terms of the numbers, we've historically seen that a very large portion of annuitants actually choose a living annuity, where they take on the market risk and where they can have income flexibility. But recently, you know, in the last few years with COVID and with everything that's happening and the rises in the increases in the interest rates, which obviously affects the rates you can get from life annuities, we've seen that there's a lot more people using life annuities than there are people, or a huge increase in the number of people that's using life annuities. It's still not the most popular annuity out there. We still see more living annuities being sold than life annuities, but it's definitely been an uptick. But from our perspective, I think what we can do here is we can basically, like friends I say, give the best of both worlds. Because, you know, it's always such a difficult decision to make. So if you go the one route, you get zero flexibility. When you get an income stream, that is the income stream, no matter what, no matter how your life expenses change, that's the income stream that you're getting. On the other side of the coin, you know, you're sitting in a situation where you're unprotected. If you live too long, if markets don't perform, you're basically, your assets is almost, you know, naked in retirement. It's exposed. It's very difficult to, you know, have confidence that, you know, things will definitely go well for you in retirement. And we felt that, you know, if we bring these two products together, make sure that we can give you the guarantees where it's needed with the flexibility, that we believe that over time that our annuity would become, or this type of annuity would become, the popular choice in South Africa.
And maybe just you can tell us a little bit about the role of technology in this process, and the digital tools that are available to advisors to be able to work with their clients, and sort of, you know, these are difficult concepts to bring across.
Tony, we saw that, you know, when we launched the product, you know, it doesn't matter how simplified you make the messaging to people. And, you know, we've seen our analysis, and we can confidently say that when markets don't perform well, we can extend a client's ability to maintain, you know, at least these basic expenses. You know, there's a lot of definitions how you can define that. But we've seen analysis that, you know, we can give an additional 10 years of income by doing you know, using a high-risk annuity instead of just a living annuity. But even with that message, people asked us the question, but, you know, how do I structure this optimally? Because if you think investment, when you do an investment and you invest, for instance, in a balanced fund, you don't say to the asset manager, yeah, but, you know, I want the balanced fund with a little bit more equity and a little bit less bonds. You know, you get that functionality or that, you know, exposure already mixed and prepackaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that with this annuity, there was just that final loop that we had couldn't close yet, because you know, there was always this question, but how much is enough? Should I use 30% in a guaranteed annuity portfolio, or should I use 50% with a 5% escalation? How do I mix this thing that it works for me, that I can personalize it for my clients, that they can get the best out of their retirement? And with that in mind, we've actually built an income illustrator that would be available pretty soon, where you can illustrate to clients, you know, the effect of using a guaranteed annuity portfolio in their living annuities and how that could profoundly change their retirement.
So now, coming back to the advisors and the process on their side, what do you suggest they do in terms of approaching their clients? What sort of approach do you follow to open this discussion and to look at, okay, what have you got currently? But, you know, is this a long-term thing to sort of prime them towards taking the right solution when it comes to retirement? Or do you start this now while they're still funding towards it?
Well, then I think it's always good to start education as early as possible in this, you know, journey towards retirement. I mean, retirement is probably one of the most complex decisions that any individual would make in their financial lives. I think it's even more, you know, difficult than buying your first house. I mean, this is a move that's going to remain for the rest of your life. These three options, just having a life annuity or a living annuity or a combined hybrid annuity, if I can call it that. Now, I think if we as a community teach and educate our clients better so that they understand the risks involved in either of these solutions, you know, it's probably a better thing to start as early as possible with education, to get them to make the right decision, because it's critical importance.
Yeah, it also depends, Tony, on how much risk people are willing to take. Né? So I think that's part of the beauty of the structuring of this guaranteed annuity portfolio within the living annuity. So if you think about it, usually a lot of people take a balance of funds. So just to spread the risk and diversify, you know, within a living annuity space, usually, you know, so they wouldn't put all of their money and put it into equities or into money markets, or they usually do a spread of these different from lower risk to higher risk, dependent on how much risk they're willing to take, type of thing. Now, if you think about it, because if you incorporate a guaranteed annuity portfolio within a living annuity, that actually means that you take away that some of the risk within that portfolio, because you get a guaranteed income, which means that you don't have to have money markets anymore in your diversified portfolio for the rest of your living annuity. So I think it's an important aspect to think about the introduction of a new asset class of guaranteed income into a living annuity when you incorporate something like a guaranteed annuity portfolio. So it's a complete mind shift, you know, from the normal thinking of structuring a living annuity portfolio for clients and diversifying the portfolio with different risk asset classes. So, and the same with the buildup of retirement monies. You know, if you know that there will be a portion available to a client in a guaranteed income, it means that, you know, again, dependent on the client's risk profile, and also his personality, we could see that with a lot of our behavioral science that we do, that personality is actually sometimes more important than just, you know, the willingness to take risk. But it's important, I think, for the financial advisor to do that analysis personally with a client. That's for, with us, investing is personal. That speaks directly to that, you know, personal financial planning process. And structuring the client's portfolio optimally while knowing that he's got more tools available to him. What this illustrator tool that Martins is talking about will also do is it will be able to help the financial advisor quantify the number in terms of how much percentage he needs to put optimally into a guaranteed annuity portfolio for the client. Not just identifying the right type of client, but also the number that he needs to put into something like that. So we believe that it will be something that will help the client of the financial advisor immensely.
Yes, because it will also help you plan over the period that you've got left towards retirement to get to that figure and so on. Yeah, brilliant. Well done, guys. I mean, it's great to see how these products are sort of changing and evolving to suit clients' needs better, etc. And hopefully we'll have the perfect products by the time I get to retirement. So
work as long as you can, Tony.
100% right. And that's the best solution.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much. It was great chatting to you. And thanks for sharing your ideas and thoughts.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much.